Morning.早安. This morning, our sermon title is Thirsty Work.
今天早晨的讲题是干渴者的这个工作。
Finding water in a spiritual desert.
就是在属灵的干旱之地呢，寻找那个泉水。
And to explain what I'm going to talk about,
要解释我今天所要讲的呢。
It's important to understand what I mean by thirst.
很重要就是了解我所讲的这个干渴是什么意思。
I'm assuming that inside everybody there are things that your heart and soul just cannot live without.
我相信各位在心里面，在你的内心深处就有一样东西，你不能够没有它。
And I think it's equally true that even as Christians, sometimes we can feel very thirsty, even though we believe all the right things.
而且在我们属灵的基督徒的生命当中呢，我们心中也有同样的不能缺少的东西。
And if that is you,
如果是各位的话呢，
then God says, "Come, all you who are thirsty."
神就对各位说。来吧，所有干渴的人。
So, next slide, please. So, thirsty work.
干渴的这个工作。
As our starting off point, I want to read to you from Colossians chapter 2.
在开始之前呢，我想来读一下这个哥罗西书第三章。
It says this. I'm going to step over this way. Whatever you do,Work at it with all your heart, as if working for the Lord and not for human masters.
就是第三章第二十三节，无论做什么都要从心里做，像是给主做的，不是给人做的。
It's a good verse, but very difficult.
对，很好的一节经文，但是非常的困难。
My question for all of us this morning is, I think we all want to do this, right?
我今天相信各位也都想要做这件事。
But how?
但是怎么样做呢?
It's hard work.
是非常困难的工作。
And my point this morning is that in order to do this work, you need to stay hydrated.
我今天要讲的这个主要的这个要点呢，就是说我们要能够达到这个目标呢，我们必须要能够充满了水。
Yeah. If you're doing hard, heavy work, you need to keep drinking water.
假如你要做这个很粗重的工作的时候，你要不断的喝水。
And I have a sore throat, so I need to keep drinking water.
我的喉咙痛，所以我也需要喝。
I have found, though, that the language of thirst and of water runs all the way through the Bible to describe our walk with God.
我发现在这个圣经当中呢，不断的重复出现这个水呢，都跟这个神的有关系。
So first of all, I'll go ahead. Yes, I have found that more often than not, my walk with Christ feels a lot what this road looks like.
我觉得我自己与神同这个行走在神的这个道路当中呢，就如同在这个沙漠当中的这个。
The road is straight, but it's really dry.
但是这个路是很直的，但是都是完全的干旱。
So let's take a look at how the image of water is important to understanding our walk with Christ. Go ahead, next slide.
所以各位可以想象到这个水的重要性，可以在我们与神同行的时候呢，多重要。
So first of all, thirst is a recurrent and natural process.
首先呢，这个干渴呢是一个自然的一个这个重复出现的一个现象。
Some evangelists describe how every person has a God-shaped hole in their heart that you need Jesus to come and fill.
许多的这个福音的这个传福音的人呢，会认为。这个我们每个人的心中呢，都有一个空洞呢，需要这个神来填满。
And that's true.
这是正确的。
But sometimes you can, as a Christian, go, well, I found God and I filled the hole, but I still feel thirsty. What's wrong?
所以有时候我们基督徒会觉得啊，我已经找到了神，啊，把我的心填满了，但是我们仍然是干渴的，为什么呢？
But if we view our relationship with Christ as a thirst, we realize that being thirsty is something that is natural and is a sign that you're still alive.
但是当我们知道我们与神同行的过程当中呢，我们仍然会感觉到这个干渴，那这是一个正常的现象，表示我们仍然是活着的。
In addition, our bodies are made out of water. I don't know if you know it, but according to the U.S. government, our bodies are made of up to 60% water.
所以各位也许都知道，我们每个人的身体呢，也是有60%呢都是水所组成的。
And not to state the obvious, but if you don't get water, you die.
很明显的就是说我们没有水的话，我们就生命就没有了。
Now I say all this to help us understand how our relationship with God is like getting a drink of water. If you look at the Psalm, Psalm 42, you can see it reflected in the words.
我们就是知道这个水的重要性。我们与神同行的时候，要是没有水的话，就好像是这样的。
Psalm 42, 1-2. It says this.As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God?
诗篇第42篇，神啊，我的心切慕你，如鹿切慕溪水。我的心渴想神，就是永生神。我几时得朝见神呢？
So the image is not of a deer who is prancing along through the forest looking for a drink.
所以在这里呢，这个影像并不是这个鹿呢在这里找这个水。
This deer is in Israel, and it is a desert. If the deer doesn't find water, it will die.
这个鹿呢是在以色列的这个干旱的沙漠地，它找不到水的话就会死去。
Does that describe you?
这个可以形容你吗？这个境况。
Are you looking for something deeper?In your walk with Christ, a filling of a thirst that you haven't quenched yet.
你与神同行的这个道路当中，是不是也在在这个深的这个干渴之处，渴望神呢？
You see, we all know what we should do as Christians. But sometimes, go ahead.
我们都知道我们做基督徒应该做什么的事情。
But should is kind of like a small auxiliary engine on a boat.
这个应当做好像是我们一个在这个船上的一个小的引擎。
It'll only get you so far. You need to get the deep thirsts of your life given to Christ in order to go the distance.
这个引擎呢是小小的，但是我们需要一个很深的，一个很有力的这个引擎呢，能够走得更远更深。
Next slide. And go ahead, give it another click.You see, it's when we realize that God is not just the goal of our Christian walk, but the fuel to get us there, that there is a turning point in our relationship.
所以我们与神同行的时候，神并不是只是我们一个要达到一个目标而已，他是要给我们一个力量，一个转类的这个一个转类点的一个力量给我们。
So, I think it's kind of summed up in this quote of Jesus's from John chapter 4. He's talking to the woman at the well. John chapter 4, verse 10.
在约翰福音这里，耶稣与这个撒玛利亚妇人谈话的时候，这里讲的。
So, to a woman who knows all the right answers, he says to her, If you knew the gift of God,And who it asks you for a drink, remember Jesus had just asked her for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water.
当这个撒玛利亚妇人知道这些答案的时候呢，但是耶稣呢回答说，你若知道神的恩赐，和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必给早给你活水。
For me personally, this turning point where I realized God just wasn't a goal to which I was aspiring, but was actually the source of the water of my life, came for me the day before I graduated seminary.
对我个人的经历而言呢，神不但是一个我要追求的一个目标，他也是这个泉水一样的给我的这个力量呢，带给我这个转泪点的这个力量。
You can go ahead, next slide. You see, I had actually become frightened of becoming a pastor.
对我来说，我要当一个牧师是相当恐惧的。
I grew up as a pastor's child.And I had served in ministry as a student, and both in high school and college, and enjoyed it.
我来自一个牧师的家庭，我在这个中学，在这个大专呢，都是在这个基督徒的这个团契里服事。
But even though I was doing all the right things in ministry, I still felt in my soul this real.Dryness and this desperate thirst for something more.
即使我在这个事工，在基督徒的事工当中呢，尽了很大的力，做了很多的事，但是我的内心仍然感到这个干渴。
I had begun to feel like the rich young ruler that visits Jesus in Mark chapter 10.
我感觉到我好比是这个马可福音记载的这个年轻的富人官。
Let me read it to you. It says, As Jesus started on his way, a man ran up to him and fell on his knees before him. Good teacher, he asked. What must I do to inherit eternal life?
耶稣出来行路的时候，有一个人跑来，跪在他面前，问他说，良善的夫子，我当做什么事才可以承受永生？
Why do you call me good? Said Jesus. No one is good except God alone.
耶稣对他说，你为什么称我是良善的？除了神一位以外，再没有良善的。
You know the commandments, said Jesus. Do not murder, do not commit adultery, don't steal, don't give false testimony, do not defraud, and honor your father and mother.
诫命你是晓得的，不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗，不可做假见证，不可亏负人，当孝敬父母。
Teacher, said the young man, I've kept all these since I was a boy.
他对耶稣说，夫子。这一切我从小都遵守了。
And if I were to add to the young man's words, I would venture to guess what he meant was something like, Teacher, I know that those are the commandments, and I grew up in the church, and I've been doing all the right things, I've been doing everything I should, but there's still this thirst, this dryness, there's something missing from my life.What do I need to do to inherit eternal life? Because I'm doing all the right things, and I still don't have it. I can tell I'm dry.
如果能在这里加上几句的话，就是，好比我自己一样，我在这个教会里长大，我做了一切，所有应该做的事情，但是我心里呢，仍然是饥渴的。
The text says, Jesus looked at the young man and loved him. One thing you lack, he said.Go sell everything you have, give it to the poor, and you will find treasure in heaven. And then, come follow me. And at this, the man's face fell, and he went away sad, because he had great wealth.
经文继续说，耶稣看着他，就爱他，对他说，你还缺少一件，去变卖你所有的，分给穷人，就必有财富在天上，你还要来跟从我。他听见这话，脸上就变了色，忧忧愁愁地走了，因为他的产业很多。
If I were to paraphrase Jesus' words, I suspect what he was saying to the young man was, give me all the things that you're trying to get your water from. Give them to me. All the wealth, put it aside, and then let me be your only source of water, and come, see what will happen.
我在这里解释这个耶稣所说的呢，就是说你把你这所追求的这一切都放下来，你所有的呢都放下来。而你要追求的这个就是你这个泉水，就是来跟从我，我就是你的这个泉水。
But like that young ruler, I too went away sad, and instead of learning to put myself in Christ's hands, I decided to try theater.
所以 像我自我也像这个年轻妇人观一样，我去追求我自己所要的，就好比是这个戏剧。
So in college, I became I studied theater and acting, and had great fun. It was a wonderful opportunity to express my energy and joy and creativity.
在大专，我所修的是这个戏剧课，所以我学这个这个戏剧这个表演之类的，能够表达我的这个创意创造力。
But inevitably, that stream of water ran real shallow, and it wasn't long before I found myself standing on a stage with a wet paintbrush in one hand, looking at my watch. It was 3 o'clock in the morning, and I said, "What am I doing here?"
然而，我这个这心中的这个泉水呢，就慢慢的干枯了。我站在这个台上，有一天我这个拿着我的这个这个油漆呢，然后拿着我的杖呢，我在这里。我就自己想说，我到底在这里做什么
？I had thought I had found a stream of water, but it had run dry.
我认为我找到了这个泉水，然而呢，这个泉水枯干了。
But eventually, you can go ahead and hit the next slide. The disillusioned with both the church and theater, I still felt that deep thirst in my soul, and so I followed it to seminary, knowing that somehow my religious background had the answer I was looking for.
接着呢，我在我感觉到我在这个教会感觉到这个空虚，而且我在这个我所学的这个戏剧呢也感觉到这个空虚之后呢，我决定要进神学院去继续寻找那个真正的泉水。
It was not my intention to become a pastor, but I went to seminary to study because I knew that I had some big questions that I wanted to ask of God.
我并不是原来就想要做牧师的，但是我到神学院去呢，我为了要寻找这个答案，我追求这个真正的泉水源头。
And my 4 years in seminary were a wonderful time where God did a lot of house cleaning in my life. I met the woman who later became my wife, and it was good. But at the end of that time, I had to make a decision. I was no longer a student. What would I do next?
在这个四年的这个神学院里面呢，神做了很多的清洁我内心的这个工作，而且我在这期间呢，我认识了我的后来的这个太太，但是在这个毕业的时候呢，我就问神说我应该怎么办，我下面的路怎么走。
I knew that if I went into ministry, that could be a really dry, thirsty, lonely place to be. But I knew that if I went into the theater, that probably wasn't going to be any better. And I was not happy.
当我想到我要回到教会去做这个服事的时候呢，我可能还是一样的会感觉到干渴。那我要去这个戏剧，从事戏剧方面的艺术工作的话呢，我也不会好到哪里去。
Go ahead and hit the next slide. And again. And it was not long before I graduated that I came across this scripture verse that helped me understand the predicament that I had gotten myself into. This is Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13.
当我毕业不久之后呢，我就看到了这段经文呢，在我的这个困难的时候呢，给我帮助。
God says through the prophet Jeremiah, "My people have committed two sins. They have forsaken me, the spring of living water, and have dug their own cisterns that cannot hold water."
在耶利米书的第二章第十三节这里说，因为我的百姓做了两件恶事，就是离弃我这活水的泉源，为自己凿出池子，是破裂不能存水的池子。
And I came to realize that my fear and even anger at the church and at the theater as institutions was because I had started to worship them as false gods, expecting them to provide for me what in reality only God could.
我在我的这个困惑与甚至有这个 气愤的这个时候呢，我发现到这不论是我回到教会或者是在这个艺术工作的这些方面呢，都是如同偶像一样的，并不能真正的向神来满足我。
And that brings me to the day before I graduated from seminary.
那回到了我毕业的前一天。
I had been involved in conversations with a church at which I had served as a guest preacher for a few months, and they had asked me to come and candidate to be their pastor.
我就与这个我曾经在那里做客座的这个讲员的这个教会呢，在这边谈关于我毕业之后能够去做申请去做他们教会的这个牧师的这个竞选人。
But this church was a dying church. They had about 20 people who would meet on an average Sunday.
然而这个教会呢是一个慢慢没有生命死去的教会，它只有大约20个人。
The average age of the people in the congregation was about 70 years old, and my experience was working with children.
那这个教会的会友呢，多半是70岁左右的老的会友，而我的这个经验呢，是跟这个小朋友来工作。
But they were desperate and hoping that they could find a pastor who would turn things around and make the church grow again.
然而他们是非常的想要找一个牧师来把他们的教会呢能够那个转得更这个有活力。
But the biggest issue, one of the biggest issues for me was that I had gone to seminary on a scholarship that was provided through my denomination that paid for my entire tuition on good faith that I would serve in my denomination. And this church was not in my denomination.
然而我因为我这个这个支持我读完神学院的这个奖学金呢，来自一个这个特别的这个 denomination， 所以我必须在这个 denomination。然而呢，这个教会呢，并不是属于这个支派的这个教会。
And so the day before I graduated from seminary, I took some time to pray, and I said, Lord.What am I going to tell this church? Because they're wanting me to come, but I don't know whether or not that's the right thing to do.
所以我毕业之前呢，我就前一天呢，我就向神祷告说，我不知道该怎么办，因为我要去这个教会呢，他们很需要我，但是呢，这个教会并不是属于这个差会的，所以我应该怎么办呢？
And as I prayed that prayer, the faces of the people in this congregation, because I had preached there and I knew them,The faces of the people in the congregation began to flood my mind. And I could it was as if God were standing over my shoulder. And as I saw the people's faces, it was as if God was saying, What are they thirsty for?
当我在祷告的时候呢，在这个教会的这些会友呢，就一幕幕的，他们的脸呢，就一幕幕的出现在我的脑海中。然后上帝就问我这个话。他们的心中到底在渴望些什么？
And it was as if God was saying, if these people are thirsty just to have the church grow again and to go back to the good old days, it's done, and I'm going to shut them down.
如果他们这个好像是神在这边对我说，如果他们所想要的就是。他们的所渴望的呢，就是这个让这个教会能够成长，然后就此而已。
But if they're thirsty for me, said God, then we've got a chance.
但是如果是他们所渴望的呢，是不仅仅是教会的成长，而是渴望到神的自己的话呢，那我们应该要这个往这边走。
And then it was as if the camera kind of spun around to face me, and I heard God say, "And what are you thirsty for, Mr. Pastor?"
那这个时候呢，这个摄影机好像就转向我自己，那神就好像在问我说，这个牧师先生，你自己的心中所渴慕的是什么呢？
And tears filled my eyes, and I said, "Yes, God, if you're going to do this, I'm in. I'll do it.
那我这时候呢，我泪水就充满我的眼睛，我就觉得说是神，我是渴慕你，你同意的话，我们就一起做。
And so I served that church for 2.5 years as their pastor, and it was good, but it was hard.
那我就在这个教会呢服侍了两年半，是很好的时光，但是也很多困难的地方。
The church was a long way away. I was working. They could only hire me part time, and so I worked only part time. I did not live in the community, so I couldn't meet people easily.
这个教会是离我住的地方有一段距离，而且我是这个办公的，并不是全时工的来工作。
But God was faithful, and I discovered that because I was working part time, that gave Him space to work the rest of the time, and God did amazing things in that church.
然而神是信实的，正是因为我呢。是不是全时工的在这个教会工作呢？让这个神他自己呢能够在这个当中工作。
I had found and they had found a source of living water that was growing the church once again.
所以我自己呢以及这个教会他自己呢都真正的找到了这个真正的泉水从神那里来的。
And so, as we close, go ahead.
所以接下来。
And so, as we close, I have the text of our scripture today. And what I'll do is, Joe and I will alternate. I'll read for you the chapter in its entirety. And my hope and prayer is that you will hear this as an invitation of God to you.So if you find yourself thirsty this morning,
Yeah. 我们接下来要念这个以赛亚书的第55章，就是这个向饥渴者的邀请呢。假如各位在心中也有这种干渴的这种感觉的话呢，让我们一起来读这段经文。
If you are a spiritually thirsty person, let these words be God's words to you this morning.
如果各位心中有属灵的这个干渴的时候呢，让这些下面的经文就好比神来对你讲话。
Come, all who are thirsty, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen to me and eat what is good, and you will delight in the richest of fare. Give ear and come to me. Listen, that you may live.
你们一切干渴的都当进水来，没有银钱的也可以来。你们都来买了吃，不用银钱，不用价值，也来买酒和奶。你们为何花钱买那不足为食物的，用劳碌得来的，买那不使人饱足的呢？你们要留意听我的话，就能吃那美物，得享肥甘，心中喜乐。你们就当进我来，侧耳听，就必得活。我必与你们立约。
I will make an everlasting covenant with you.
我必与你们立约。
My faithful love promised to David.See, I have made him a witness to the peoples, a ruler and commander of the peoples. Surely you will summon nations that you know not, and nations that you do not know will come running to you because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has endowed you with splendor.
就是应许大卫那可靠的恩典，我已立他做万民的见证，为万民的君王和司令。你素不认识的国民，你也必召来；素不认识你的国民。也必向你奔跑，都因耶和华你的神以色列的圣者，因为他已经荣耀你。
So seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord and he will have mercy on them and to our God, for he will freely pardon.
当趁耶和华可寻找的时候寻找他，相近的时候求告他。恶人当离弃自己的道路，不义的人当除掉自己的意念，归向耶和华，耶和华就必怜悯他，连续他。当归向你们我们的神，因为神必广行赦免。
For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts.
耶和华说，我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。
As the rain and snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it.
雨雪从天而降，并不返回，却滋润地土。使地上发芽结实，使撒种的有种，使要吃的有粮。我口所出的话也必如此，绝不突然返回，却要成就我所喜悦的，在我发他去成就的事上，必然亨通。
And what is that purpose? You will go out in joy, and be led forth in peace.The mountains and the hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. And instead of thorn bushes will grow the juniper, and instead of briars, the myrtle will grow. This will be for the Lord's renown, an everlasting sign that will endure forever.
这个目的就是，你们必欢欢喜喜而出来，平平安安蒙引导。大山小山必在你们面前发声歌唱，田野的树木也都拍掌。松树长出代替荆棘，番石榴长出代替棘藜。这要为耶和华留名，作为永远的证据，不能剪除。
Pray with me。
我们一起来祷告。
Thank you, Lord, that you can be entrusted not only with our lives, but also with our deepest desires.
感谢主，你不但能够满足我们，你满足我们内心深处的所渴慕的。
May we seek you, the living water of life, today and always.
让我们来寻求你，在我们在我们的生命当中。
Amen.
和奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。